Good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service today and glad to welcome our visitors and our guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back and join us again. The first thing for today is to say thank you to all our Family Promise volunteers. What an outstanding week we've had together, and thank you. Shannon, did you want to add anything to that?
Five o'clock,
because I thought it was 5:30. 5:30. All right. So, prayer service for the families we had at 5:30. Today was Rally Day, and one of the exciting things about Rally Day was that we expected live animals from the shelter kind of stuff, and they got told the wrong time and showed up just a little bit ago. And so in our fellowship center back there, we had a live possum. Oh, I'm sorry. It is an opossum. That's because everybody looks at it and go, oh. So anyway, a lot of fun back there today. Michelle, you want to give out some Bible things? Yeah.
And thanks to everybody who helped with Rally Day.
Yes.
And everybody who attended, because it's fun. Planting seeds and had a dirt preserve. And so I have some Bibles since kids were going back to school or had gone back to school. We're going to go ahead and give these Bibles handed out. So if Eli, Cameron, Jonah, Elliot, Dominic, and Ella will come to the front and have your Bibles.
Sarah thinks some of them are still in the fellowship hall. Yeah, there's four of them here. Jonah and Eli are still in the back. With the possum. The opossum. Great. Thank you, Michelle. Don't forget that this week we are starting a new Bible study on Tuesday, the Sun Up Bible study. There's information in your Go and Serve about that. Also, you will, I'm sure, have noticed Hurricane Harvey, and I have not been able to get a brochure like we sometimes have from the ELCA about that. But if you would like to give through the ELCA for that, Julie, I believe they can make it to Redeemer and we'll just pass it through and they'll still get credit on their taxes and stuff like that. So just make it to Redeemer or mark on, there's some envelopes in your pews, either the green or the one with a little picture of the church on it, it'll be fine. Mark it for hurricane or disaster or something like that, and we'll get it so that relief can get to them quick. I've heard they're comparing it to the devastation from Katrina. So it's pretty devastating, and we know a little bit of what that's like based on what happened a few years ago. So please remember them in your prayers as well. Sarah.
Good morning. Rally Day isn't just a Sunday school, it's at youth as well, so it continues throughout the day. We are so excited to invite you to come and celebrate our youth Rally Day and back to school bash this afternoon. We'll have lunch and pool fun and all that sort of funness. It's going to be awesome. It's from 12 to 2, and there's some information in the address for the pool and your Go and Serve and on the follow page. Again, a third invitation to the prayer service this evening. Whether you washed dishes, made meals, cleaned sheets, or weren't able to be with us this week with Family Promise, the prayer service is my favorite part of the week, where we come together and pray for the ministry of Family Promise, for the people and the families, the volunteers, the leaders, and just the ministry that's being done. We share stories. It's a really, really wonderful time. It takes about 30 minutes, and we gather here in the sanctuary, very
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah.
I want to know if you're going to be signing autographs in the narthex after worship today.
No, that's not on my to-do list.
Come back up here. I want y'all to know that on Friday night, Sarah was inducted into her high school athletic hall of fame. Soccer player. Yeah. Soccer. We were quite surprised. Nan and I happened to be at that high school because our nephew plays on the football team. We were there to watch that, and halftime we were just kind of chatting, and they were introducing the people on the Athletic Hall of Fame, and they've called the first name. It was Sarah DeLapp Bowers, and we went we were a little surprised. But anyway, so it was great to be there. Congratulations. Sure. Let's prepare for our worship. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, full of compassion and mercy, abounding in steadfast love. Amen. Trusting God's promise of forgiveness, let us confess our sin against God and one another. Eternal God, our Creator, in you we live and move and have our being. Look upon us, your children, the work of your hands. Forgive us all our offenses and cleanse us from proud thoughts and empty desires. By your grace, draw us near to you, our refuge and our strength. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit given to us. In the mercy of Almighty God, Christ died for us while we were sinners. For his sake, God forgives you all your sins. Amen.
Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Faithful followers of every age, we praise you, the rock of our life. Be our strong foundation and form us into the body of your Son, so that we may gladly minister to all the world through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you. A reading from Isaiah. Listen to me, you that pursue righteousness, you that seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, but I blessed him and made him many. For the Lord will comfort Zion, he will comfort all her waste places, and will make her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Listen to me, my people, and give heed to me, my nation, for a teaching will go out from me, and my justice for a light to the people. I will bring near my diligence swiftly. My salvation has gone out, and my arms will rule the peoples. The coastlands wait for me, and for my arm they hope. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look at the earth beneath, for the heavens will vanish like smoke, and the earth will wear out like a garment, and those who live on it will die like gnats. But my salvation will be forever, and my deliverance will never be ended. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
A reading from Romans. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. The word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, but others Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven." Then he sternly ordered the disciples not to tell anyone that he was the Messiah. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Once there was a pastor who wasn't well known for preaching the best sermons. And finally, his congregation had had enough and decided to ask him to move on. However, the pastor begged for one more chance. The next Sunday, the pastor delivered the clearest, most compelling sermon he had ever preached. After the service, the church council met and decided not only that he should stay, but they voted for an increase in his salary. As he told the pastor about this, the chair of the council said, "That was the finest sermon I have ever heard. But would you please explain one thing to me? As you began, you raised two fingers on your left hand, and when you finished, you raised two fingers on your right hand. What did those gestures mean?" "Ah, that," the pastor replied. "Those were the quotation marks." Now, I told you that story in order to tell you that we're going to have something of a guest preacher today. Or maybe another way to put it is that I should use that same gesture, because most of today's sermon comes from somebody else. Today's gospel lesson is one we are pretty familiar with. It's a story of Jesus asking his disciples who the crowds and people understand him to be. And after they give a variety of answers, Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" What if he asked you the question? David Lowes, pastor, professor, and past president of Philadelphia Lutheran Seminary, wrote an article about this passage in which he makes an intriguing proposal. He suggested that we preacher types ask the same question this week. Who do you say that Jesus is? Not just say when repeating the creed, but who do you say Jesus is with your lives? In other words, with your relationships, your bank account, your time, your energy, and all the rest. Who do you really say Jesus is? And his goal for this is not that we should feel guilty for not living lives in accord with what we say, but rather he suggests that we explore what we actually mean when we say with Peter that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. You see, he says, I think it's really hard to align our lives with our confession when we don't really understand what that confession means. So, he continues, how would you say in plain and simple words who Jesus is to you? How would you describe Jesus, that is, to someone who never heard of him before? To a child, or an adult, or a friend, or a stranger who happened to ask you about Jesus? Who do you say that he is? And then Lowe's offers his own answer. I think Jesus is God's way of showing us how much God loves us and all people. God is so big that I think we have a hard time connecting with God. And so God came to be like one of us, to live like one of us, in order to reveal just how God feels about us. In a sense, Jesus revealed God's heart, a heart that aches with all who suffer depression and think seriously about ending their lives, a heart that is torn up in grief at the desperate situation and violence that rips apart the land we've named holy, a heart that loves us like only an adoring parent can. And so not only wants the best for us, but is always eager to welcome us home in grace, forgiveness, and love. Jesus also came to show us what's possible. And so rather than give into the threat of disease, Jesus healed. Rather than surrender people to demons, Jesus showed compassion. Rather than let people starve because there's not enough to go around, Jesus fed people who were hungry. Jesus refused to be satisfied or limited by the status quo and invites us to do the same. Because if Jesus' life and death shows us how much God loves us, Jesus' resurrection shows us that love is more powerful than hate and fear and even death. Jesus shows us, in short, that God's love wins. And so that's the point today. To understand that the God revealed in Jesus is all that we can think of and more, all that we can hope for and more, all that we need and more. It's a question of identity. Because you see, as we confess Jesus, as we believe in Jesus, our lives become shaped by Jesus. And eventually, in our confession of who we say Jesus is, we also begin to say who we are. Who do you say that I am? What if he asked you the question? Today, May we stand firm on the solid rock that is Christ. Amen. Gathered as God's people, we profess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living Lord, you are the Christ, our Savior, and we thank you for your love and mercy and grace. Now help us in our faith that we might know anew who you are and that our lives might reflect whose we are. Help us to know you and help others to know you through us. Lord, in your mercy, Almighty God, we can't come before you today without remembering those in the path of Hurricane Harvey. In recent years, we too have had floods and hurricanes that have left our communities devastated and in need. And now for others, it is just as bad. We know some of what they are going through, Lord. Give your comfort and aid in this time. Help us to know that as powerful as this storm was, it is nothing compared to you. Lead us to reach out in generosity from the blessing you have given us. Lord, in your mercy, compassionate Savior, in our world there are others in need as well, those who face illness, sorrow, crisis, and more. So often we are so wrapped up in our own lives that we forget their need. We rejoice that you do not forget us, Lord. Bless all those in need, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy, gracious Spirit, bless and be in the ministries of this congregation. As we begin our fall season today, may you be clearly evident and present in all we do and say. May we proclaim your mercy and grace as we learn, fellowship, reach out, and grow. Open our eyes to find you active and sustaining us as we live in faith together. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace.
pray. Merciful God,
you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it.
We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection open to us the way of everlasting life. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace.
Amen. Let us pray. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by the signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice, may we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you. dustpan them and get them in. Okay. Get them bug, right?
Well, you can't take all the dead bugs on this.
Let's go.
There you go. We'll send somebody out after.
Help! The old woman's lost.
Sounds good. And I guess that's Bill Marcos.